It's time for the Renaissance Festival podcast, live from the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. Today's show is brought to you by Audible.com. Over 85,000 titles to choose from. I'm a regular listener too. Follow the link in the show notes, renaissancefestivalmusic.com/audible, to take advantage of a great offer. Welcome to the Renaissance Festival podcast. This is Mark Gunn coming to you live from the Weaver's Cottage at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. Say hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, we got parrots here. Right? I mean, how are y'all doing today? Who do all we have here? Why don't we sound off for it?
Who you are? Who are
this
you?
Is,
who
be? Harry Sauter.
Harry Sauter.
Abigail Sauter.
Abigail Sauter.
Sir Robert Leland, Mayor of Albright.
The mayor is in the cottage. He's in the house.
Shed.
We have a shed here, not a cottage. My mistake. And who are you over there?
Lady Frieda Leland, mayoress of Albright. But I'm mayoress only because I'm married to the mayor.
Oh, she's only mayor. Yes, there you go. And we have entering the shed. Who do we have here?
Laurel Ashford.
Laurel Ashford.
Yes, and journeyman to Lady Frieda.
And Brendan Kent.
And Brendan Kent. And who's back way over there?
Theod Pavel.
Louder, what?
Theod Pavel.
What, one more time? I can't hear you.
Theod Pavel.
All right, there you go. What he said.
And a journeyman.
A journeyman. Oh, excellent. We have journeymen. So are you traveling right now?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, my mistake. So we're at the Weaver's shed. I keep wanting to say cottage, my mistake, but, and you just heard Nightfire with Grab a Walk from Anadetophobia. It means fear of ducks, that's all I know. I can't pronounce it, but it means fear of ducks. And we're going to jump in some music with, Vince Conaway, Campbell's Farewell to Red Castle from his CD, I Don't Have It Written Down.
Thank you.
us a pint. I'll pay for this round and do it without a fight. Comes the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. The time has come to leave the Shire and roam the wild world green. I've heard the tales of broader dales and things I've never seen. Give us a pint, I'll pay for this round and do it without a fight. Comes the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. I have no taste for farming life. I leave that to my brother. I want to roam far from my home and maybe find another. Give us a pint, I'll pay for this round and do it without a fight. Come the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. I want to see the towers of men that rise up to the sky, and see the dells where wood elves dwell, and give dwarf beer a try. Give us a pint, I'll pay for this round and do it without a fight. Comes the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. I was not made for earth and home. I've known this from my youth. I have a restless soul with no fixed goal. You wanna know the truth? Give us a pint, I'll pay for this round. It without a fight. Comes the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. Let's all drink till we are drunk. Let beer flow like a fountain. I'll soon be gone, a-traveling on over hill and dale and mountain. Give us a pint, I'll pay for this round and do it without a fight. Come the sun, I'm outward bound. So let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight. Oh, let's get drunk tonight. Yes, let's get drunk tonight.
Westering home with a song in the air. Lie to me, I, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride of my heart, my own love. Tell me a tale of the Orient gay. Tell me of riches that come from Cathay. Ah, oh, but it's grand to be waking at day and find oneself nearer to Islay. And it's westering home with a song in the air. Lie to me, aye, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride in my heart, my own love. Where are the folks like the folks of the west? Canty and Cooty and kindly are best. There I would hie me and there I would rest, and home with my own folks in Islay. And it's westering home with a song in the air. Lie to me, aye, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are all welcome in there. Pride of my heart, my own love. Now I'm at home and at home I do lay, dreaming of
riches that's come from Kate. I'll have a good ship and I'll be on my way and bring back my fortune to Islay. And it's Westering home with a song in the air. Lie to me, I, and it's goodbye to care. Laughter and love are a welcome in there. Pride in my heart, my own love.
So I have to tell you, being the other woman gets a little lonely at times. So I've gotten myself a pet. A cute little fluffy kitty cat. My kitty cat was scratching at my front door. Scratched so hard that my kitty got sore. Sore pussy. Sore pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat. Now we're talking about a kitten, right? Right. My kitty cat was sitting on my front step. Started to rain and my kitty got wet. Wet pussy. Sore. Wet pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat. I left my whiskey bottle out one night. Kitty cat found it and she got real tight. Tight pussy. Sore. Wet. Tight. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat. My kitty cat was rocking in a rocking chair. Rocked so hard kitty lost her hair. Bald pussy. Sore. Wet. Tight. Bald. Pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat.
Now, that's where the verses that come with the song end. And the verses that I wrote start. I'm not sure if you can handle my verses, but here we go.
My kitty cat, she fell into my fish tank. When she came out, man, my kitty did stank. Fishy pussy. Sore. Wet. Tight. Bald. Fishy. Pussy.
Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat. Now, remember, it's just a kitten. No kittens were harmed in the making of this song.
My kitty cat, she fell asleep in the road. Then she got hit by a really wide load. Bloody pussy.
What, too far?
Sore. Wet. Tight. Bald. Fishy.
Bloody.
Pussy. Just a friendly little cat. Friendly little cat.
Meow.
And the kitty cat song by the other woman from I Want You for Fun and Frivolity.
Western Home by the Bilge Pumps from We Don't Know.
Let's Get Drunk Tonight by Mark Gunn from Drinking with Hobbits.
There you go. So those are the last few songs you just heard on this show as we sit here and weave. And you, where aren't you weaving? You should be weaving or spinning, is that what you do? You spin.
I spin.
Do you spin in a circle and get dizzy?
Nay, I spin okay. Wool into thread.
Wool into thread. How's that working for you?
Quite well.
Good.
Better than straw into gold.
Better than straw into gold. Why is that?
Because the gold got your tongue.
Because straw is very hard to spin into anything. It's too tough.
I haven't tried recently, so
yeah,
I...
Yeah, don't.
Really?
Okay. Don't.
So what are you doing over here?
What I do just now is called dressing the loom.
Uh-huh.
Because the loom is naked. It has no clothes on it.
Sorry. You said naked. And,
yes. The loom is naked. Well, it has some little bit clothes on it. It has some little bit clothes on it.
Uh-huh.
But when you put a thread on it, it's called dressing the loom.
Dressing the loom. Okay.
Right. And once all of the thread is on it, then we can begin to weave.
This looks like a complicated process.
It's not very complicated, but it takes much time.
What's that?
The hard work has already happened. We have 20,000 yards of thread already measured.
Wow, that's...
Now putting the 20,000 yards on.
And 20,000 yards on?
The loom. That is the least complicated part.
Well, this is this is a task that I, more power to you. So I get we're having people walk by and say hi. So
buenos dias.
Who are you?
My name is Fernando Velasco de la Vega.
And what are you doing at this fair?
Well, senor, I'm a used horse merchant.
Used horse merchant?
Horse merchant.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was hearse. Okay, I just had a hearse. The body died and stuff.
Well, if you want the hers, we can put it on the back of the horse and put the body in the hers.
Her body on the back of the horse.
See?
And, okay, well, we're having people walk by for the Renaissance Festival podcast. Who are you, and what are you doing here today?
I'm Stefan, and just enjoying the day.
Yeah, what have you been doing to enjoy your day?
Watching shows, drinking mead.
What have you seen? What have you seen? What kind of mead are you drinking? I want some. I mean, sorry, I mean, what kind of, yeah, all that stuff.
The Mark Gunn Show.
Oh, yeah!
What's the best? Paulo Garbanzo.
Yes. You've been drinking a lot of mead today. More power to you. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you off to now?
I should be going to get more food.
With your lovely flower. Someone flowered you, huh?
Yes.
You were hoping to get deflowered.
I was hoping for it. Didn't happen.
Ah, well.
Days early.
Have a great day.
Hello.
Hi, who are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, I'm Amy, and I'm here enjoying the day.
What are you doing today?
I'm walking around with my kids.
Oh, yeah? And you all having fun?
Yes.
What have you seen today?
I've seen a goat somewhere over there.
A goat? A goat? What was it saying? Was it saying
talking.
Gruff?
No. He wasn't talking, and he also talks to me on the knee.
He talks to you on the knee?
Uh-huh, he horned me on the knee.
He horned you on the knee?
He put a horn near me.
That could be painful.
No, it didn't hurt.
Same to me. It kind of tickled, too.
It tickled, did it? Okay,
well. It tickled me, too.
I can imagine it doing that, so. Well, good. Well, y'all, I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great time.
Hello. Hello, everybody. Who is out there? Hi.
Hi, how are you doing this fine day?
Couldn't be better.
Where are you off to?
Yeah, I'm on my way to my show.
What are you doing? A show?
Yeah, I have a show. I call it The Body Beautiful. It's a beautiful show. It's a body show. It's naughty. It's body.
So you play all your dirty songs, as dirty, nasty, filthy songs as you
just
like?
Just as
like
dirty and nasty as I get, which isn't too dirty and too nasty.
Well, I'm sorry.
No.
Can you sing a little track from the movie song? No, I guess.
Well, I got one that I wrote.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a song about my two favorite subjects.
Okay.
What when a lady bows? Sometimes she showeth. Huh?
Good question.
What do we worship no matter their growth? Sadly, our culture to show them is loath. They seldom match, but as everyone knoweth, when you have seen one, then you've seen them both. And with the last verse?
Sure.
What's worth so much more than our riches abroad us?
What
gift is greatest when given out gratis? A bird in the hand of the old fable has taught us is worth two in the bush. But I've learned from the goddess, and a hand in the bush is worth two in the bodice.
Craig of Farrington. Thank you, my lord.
Thank you, my friend. Enjoy.
Very well.
Se da ni cuenta que garota reverdece el guamanchito florece y la soga se revienta cuando el mor llega así de esta manera uno no se da ni cuenta que garota reverdece el guamanchito florece y la soga se revienta. Caballo de danza vara, que está viejo y cansado, pero no se dan ni cuenta que un corazón amorado, cuando le suelten las riendas, es caballo desbocado. Si una potra la sana, para viejo se encuentra, el pecho se le desgrana, no le seca su falseta, no le sujeta el freno, ni lo paran pasariendas. Thank you. tiene la colpa. Quiere ser ocean horarios, ti fecha en el calendario, cuando las ganas se hundan. Cuando el mor llega así de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Quiere ser ocean horarios, ti fecha en el calendario, cuando las ganas se hundan. Un caballo de danza vara, que tiene tiempo contado, se va por la mañana con su pasito apurado, a verse con su potranca que lo tiene embarascao. El potro tal tiempo a tiempo, porque le sobra la edad, va viejo no puede perder la flor que le dan, porque después de esta vida no hay otra oportunidad.
Tuvia.
And I am Hilma, and we are Wandering Gypsy Theatre.
And we would be delighted to tell you the story about the time when Hilma and I went to the hound coursing.
Oh, I like a doggy dogs.
Oh, I bet everybody has a puppy about there. They had all kinds of puppies there. Oh, yeah, they had the, like, German Shepherd puppies.
Yeah.
And they were running around, sniffing with their little doggy noses.
Wagging their little doggy noses and ears.
And their little tails were wagging.
Flopping all over.
All except for this one little dog. She was locked up in the crate. She was a, what do you call those kind of dogs?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, in the, she was a Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah, they're just fur and a nose and a bow and nothing else.
Oh, and she had a little bow. She was so cute. And I thought, it is not fair that this poor little dog is locked up in the crate while the other dogs get to run around and do their doggy thing.
That dog was being oppressed.
That's right, and that's why Hilma did a very bad thing.
I did not. You always tried to blame this on
you
me.
You did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
Did. Okay, I did a very bad thing.
She did it.
I let the dog out of the crate. That's when we found out why the dog was in the crate in the first place.
Wait, why was the dog in the crate in the first place?
You know, it was the dog's time.
Oh, Aunt Flo was visiting.
No, the other time.
Aunt Marjorie?
No, the time when the girl dogs want to be with the boy dogs.
Oh, that's why this is a dirty story.
She went crazy. I thought she was going to end up with the Great Dane.
With the really big
ears.
Ears.
But no, she ended up with a bulldog.
Who'd have thunk it looked just like Winston Churchill?
Well, they kicked us out of there. They have a sign by the door. It says, no matter what, don't let these ladies in.
But they called us ladies.
Which is better than what they called us at the flower show. Well, I hear the puppies are very cute.
They call them bullshits.
Thank you very much, everyone.
That's Tuvia.
This is Hilma.
We are Wandering Gypsy Theater. Sidetracked Productions.
Thank you.
It's our master chef. Say hi to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Hello.
What are you off? Where are you off to?
I'm off that way.
You look like you have food that you're delivering.
I have this food that I'm delivering.
What a kind, gentle person.
I am a kind and gentle.
And great. Oh, soup. That soup was really good, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Come here. Ferry this way.
Hello.
And who are you?
My name is Periwinkle.
Periwinkle. And you, what are you doing today?
Enjoying the festival. All these strange people around.
Oh, yeah?
And yeah.
They are kind
They're
of stranger
strange. Than I.
Like, those people over here are going to come by and
come,
say hello. How much stranger could they be?
Oh.
Well, that depends on who you ask.
Yeah? Tell me about that.
Well, some would say that I'm quite strange, some would call me quite boring, but the ones that would call me boring don't really know what they're talking about.
That's because you have a pistol.
Well, yes.
That would scare me from calling you boring, that's for sure.
Generally does encourage compliance.
It does, I.
Yes,
compliance.
Sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, sir. Yes,
what are you doing today, What are you doing? What have you enjoyed? What have you seen?
The crew. We're
you're following him around?
Yes, sir, period.
Could be retained for, I don't know what, sir, but we will do it, sir.
Sir, yes, sir.
They,
yes, sir.
They clean the low-lying parts of the ship.
Oh, I used to do that. I used to do that. That was not fun.
You have to start somewhere, though.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great day. Look, there's a lovely fairy with big, bright wings. Those wings, they're leaf wings. So come say hi to the Renaissance Festival podcast.
The Renaissance Festival podcast?
Yes, the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Hello.
Music and news and stuff. Great. Come on back over here. You have to say hello. And first off, who are you and what are you doing today?
My name is Nima. I'm a wood nymph, and I'm walking around videotaping the Renaissance Festival.
Can people see you videotaping that? Or I mean, on the King Super Highway, ye old internet.
Because I'm a wood nymph, I can be seen.
You can be seen. That's
right,
good.
Because yeah. I'm tied to these grounds, but I'm not actually a fairy.
You don't look tied to them.
Well, I'm tied to the lake.
Oh, are you? So you can only leave 20 feet, 30 feet from the lake?
Well, it's the woods.
It's the
any
woods.
Any of the woods around the lake are my, they're my domain.
Sweet.
See, a traveler actually gave me this magic fairy box.
Oh, really?
Yes, in exchange for safe travels.
Okay, and how long have you had that box?
Oh, only a couple of days he came through. And I expect he'll come and get it back when he also travels again.
Okay, excellent. Well, you have a great time and enjoying that box, and hopefully he'll let you keep it for as long as you want.
Who are you?
I am Bethany.
The old camera assistant.
Yes. The old camera assistant. Excellent. Well, you're enjoying yourself today?
Yes, I am.
What have you seen that you've enjoyed the most? Aside from watching her walk around and videotaping.
Well, I was smacked a couple times by her wings.
Fine.
Weapon as well.
You know, some people on this podcast would really enjoy that.
I'm sure a lot of performers like them as far as using to beat up hecklers.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that would be fun.
Accidentally turn really fast. Accident somebody.
Well, you have a great day. Hi, Mark. One sec. Say that again.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Wait. I'm doing well.
Come here. You. What are you up to today?
I'm wandering around.
Wandering around? And what have you seen today? What have you seen in this fine, fair day?
I play Jenga.
You play Jenga?
Faulty towers.
And it fall down and crash in your face?
I won, so it did not fall down and crash in
Congratulations.
My face.
Congratulations! What's our... We have a pretzel man here, too. What are you doing?
Oh, hello,
here?
Hello. Oh, I'm selling the most wondrous dough, don't you know? Large, soft, delicious pretzels. Each and every pretzel is guaranteed to be twisted.
Twisted.
Twisted. Just much like the cellar. Yes, indeed. So
Well, you have a grand day.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we are about out of time. Let's see. We had music. I think I forgot to mention that. We had music from Haggis Rampant with Cork Hill. Before that, Abby Green with The Boatmen. And before that, Wandering Gypsy Theater with Dog Show. A lot of fun there. We're going to finish up this show with Craig of Farrington. And before we depart, I want to thank you all very much for listening. And you can send your comments and suggestions and post them on the website at renaissancefestivalmusic.com or in the Facebook show. Just go to Facebook and search it. You'll find it. And that is about it. That is all the time. We're going to finish it up with Health to the Company from Craig's instrumental album, Loot, A Two Fay. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.